On the quayside at Bridlington, a freshly landed lobster catch. These creatures are the basis of a multi-million pound economic success story which supports more than 400 local jobs. Matthew Ellison is one of the drivers on the harbour.
For every critter that's caught out there, there's somebody who's got to land it, process it, drive it. There's all the crews on the boats. You've got about 60-odd boats out here, anywhere between 2 and 4 men on each boat.
The industry wants to build on this success. In a corner of the harbour, local fishermen want to develop the East Coast's first lobster hatchery. Mike Cohen is the chief executive of the Holderness Fishing Industry Group.
The aim is to introduce more juvenile lobsters into the sea, to boost stocks, to protect them against any unforeseen situations, maybe disease or loss of habitat. We are losing habitat because of industrial development at sea, gas and oil, particularly wind farms. We're going to lose habitat because of those, and that's going to affect lobster populations.
And the model for the proposed Bridlington hatchery lies 500 miles to the north in Orkney.
These ones here are probably at least 2 months old now, so they've gone through 5 or 6 molts.
Dawson Shearer is the Orkney hatchery manager.
The live lobster that's landed here, we select out the female lobsters that have got suitable eggs for hatching, and hatch them here in the hatchery and then grow them on to a point where they're released back into the wild, which usually takes about 2 months.
The people behind this project wanted to do more than simply breed more lobsters. They knew they had to create an industry which was sustainable for generations to come. And that is perhaps the biggest lesson Bridlington can learn from this Scottish island.
This time of year, there'll be very tiny black eggs on them.
The Orkney hatchery is actually owned by a Yorkshireman. Dennis Gowland has pioneered a method of artificially breeding these creatures. He releases more than 50,000 young lobsters into the wild every year and will soon bring this expertise down to Bridlington.
This helps to keep the fishery commercially viable and allows younger people to come into the industry. It's got a long-term future, particularly in smaller communities where, you know, inshore fisheries are quite a large part of it.
For Mike Cohen from the Holderness Fishing Industry Group, securing a hatchery for Bridlington is now essential.
The Orkney hatchery has been enormously successful, and there's a lot we can learn from the Orkney fishermen about how they've run that. We're putting a lot of effort into running this hatchery scientifically. We're doing a lot of research on how to make the hatchery work, how to encourage hatchlings to find the best habitat for them to be introduced into, till we give the absolute maximum chance of success.
The economic benefits being enjoyed by Orkney's shell fishermen have been closely watched by their Yorkshire colleagues, who now hope to win funding for an East Coast hatchery and get it built within a year.